WATB Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits.
Come on now.
Don't you know we don't have to go there? We don't have to go to those places. And we're excited to be here tonight. I had the honor of meeting our guest at the airport this weekend. And he had an amazing story to tell of how he got here. You know, normally when you go through immigration, it takes about 3 hours whenever we bring Desmond in to get him through immigration. And whoever's gone to pick him up just sits out there and waits until they get finished with him back there. Well, this time I arrived at the airport as he was in line at immigration. By the time I got inside, I was there for about 3 minutes and he walked out the gate. God is good. But that's not the most amazing part of his story. And I'm going to let him tell you all that this evening. So if you will come bless us this evening. He's come from South Africa again. Amen. Bishop Witness Lamini.
Yay!
We love you. You've been with us many times. Many, many times. We enjoy it more every time.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's nice to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just rejoicing being here today. Because everything that we do for the Lord has got resistance.
Yes.
And if there is no resistance, it's because the devil is happy with you.
Uh-huh.
When he is not happy with you, he is mad with you. And when he's mad with you, he'll fight with everything that you do in the name of Jesus.
Uh-huh.
So it's honor again to be back here with my mama in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
and
mama.
To be with you and my sister and all you the family of God brethren. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. It's just awesome to be back in Brazoria. And when the Lord put in my heart to come, you know, sometimes we don't look at the budget, we look at the mission. Because most of the times our hindrance is the budget of how to get where we are supposed to go. But when you understand the mission, you don't care what is there and what is not there. Amen?
Amen.
And I did not have a ticket until the last day. And I went to every office that I thought I could have a financial breakthrough. And everybody had no money. Every person I called, they could not help until I got fed up. And I said, Lord, I'm now fed up. I went home and I packed my bag. I said, no, I'm not going to look for money now. I'm going to the airport. With what I have, I'm going to board onto the aircraft or else you're going to provide. And I went and I picked my pastor and I said, Pastor, you are dropping me to the airport. And he asked me, are you going to America? I said, yes, but I don't have a ticket anymore. It was just an hour before my time to take off. As we started the engine of the car, going to the airport, somebody phoned and said, what's happening? I said, I'm going to America, but I've got no ticket. But I'm going to board onto that aircraft. And he asked me, how much short? I told him, and he says, give me the phone number of the agent.
Come on,
and
now.
I gave him the phone number, and he called the agent. They told him how much I was owing. He paid them, and I got my ticket, found me at the airport. Hallelujah.
Yay.
But I was just about ready to go. I said, God, I'm not going to go through money, but I'm going to go because you have given me a vision and a mission to go somewhere. And what I'm going to tell you today or tonight, it's not about who is here. But it's about who is ready to get to the other side.
Come on now, I see.
Because it's no longer church as usual, but God is preparing a generation of people who are just about ready to cross over to the next level. And in the place where the church has not experienced yet, and the things that no eye have seen and no ear have heard. And it's not going to be easy or normal. It's not going to be as usual as you are used to, because most of the times we are used to go because there is a number. But now we are going because we are willing to obey the word of God. Hallelujah. It's not only about the following of the people who are behind you or the people you are walking with, but it's about your willingness to bow to the will of God and to do exactly as what God had commanded. Hallelujah. And in this time, as God is building a new church, there's going to be a lot of different things, because sometimes we get discouraged because things are not happening the way we are used to see them happening, or maybe things are not moving the way we are used to see them moving, but they don't have to move the way you understand or the way you have known how they move. This is the time when things have to begin to move the way God has designed them. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you may not understand how things are happening or how things are unfolding. It's none of our business. It's His business. Hallelujah. Our place is for us to come and be in the measure and in the level of obedience. And I'm getting touched, just coming back to Texas, as God has spoken to me and He says, I'm going to do a new thing. I'm going to birth my church. I'm going to bring a new revival. I'm going to bring a new movement.
Lord.
I'm going to bring a new generation. I'm going to bring a new people that will hear my voice. And these new people are going to move
Lord.
In a measure where no eye has seen and no ear has
heard. Come on now.
A measure where God Himself knows how to do it. A measure where we go beyond the understanding of know-how or knowing how to achieve or accomplish it. A measure where God comes and confuses the understanding of man, because there are things that God is going to use that looks as if they are dead for only Him to resurrect them, to use them beyond what we normally used to understand. And this is the reason why we do not have to get worried or to despise or to get depressed by the negativity around our surrounding, because in the midst of that negativity, God is creating something new, because whatever God wants to create, it has got nothing to do with what you had, because always when God is starting in a new thing, He starts on a new page. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You've got to write your story on a new page. For God takes away and tears up all the old pages, that He comes with a clear page. And He says, yes, on the older page you had a history of 1, 2, 3. And the older page you went this far. But what I'm doing has got nothing to do with the old page. Because maybe the old page has been your limitation. But in the new page, it's a place where we come and tap into the obedience with God, where we enter into God and say, God, how do we get there? For tonight, I want to talk to you about going to the place where you have never been to.
Yes, Lord.
Because your breakthrough is not here. Your breakthrough is on the other side. I want to talk to you about doing things that you have never done before, because what you have done before, you are experienced with doing that. But God wants you not to move according to your experience or your understanding, because when you begin to move in the true power of God, or in the true dream and in the true vision, then you begin to move in those things that even your mind can never measure with, because you are moving along the lines of the things that God wants to do. Because when God wants to do those things, it's because it's new thing that he is using to establish his government. Hallelujah. Which has got nothing to do with the history of the past church, which has got nothing to do with the past preachers. It has got something to do with the people of this generation,
yes,
and the people of this time.
Lord.
Because sometimes we are losing on the future because we are holding on to the past. We are always trying to drag the past into our present. We are always trying to drag history into our present. And God says, I want to create a new history. And this history is going to create a scenario where they will write again about what is happening now as a motivating for the people of the future. Hallelujah. The same way it happened with the Peters, the Paul of the old days, the same way it will happen with us. Hallelujah. But it is when we come to God and hold on to the anointing or to the purpose or to the mission of the time. Yes, Peter had a mission, or John had a mission, or Paul had a mission, but I want to tell you tonight that we all have a mission.
Yes.
And because we understand that we all have a mission, we have to look to God like the day when Paul came to Jesus with a mission, but when he found Jesus, he tapped into a new mission, because the mission of his history, he understood the law, he understood many things, and he moved because he had understanding. But when he came to the Lord, I heard him saying, Master, what do you want me to do? Because my mission with my experience end here. I begin a mission with your experience. And when I go with your experience, what do you want me to do?
Come on, man.
When he left his place, he left with an experience of the things that he had learned. He was persecuting people by the power of the law. But in the new mission, there was a new law, there was a new way, there was a new dream, there was a new purpose, there was a new revelation, there was a new mind, there were new principles, and everything became new. He comes to a place where he says, it's no longer I who live, it is Christ in me. The life that I live it by faith in the Son of God who died for me. I'm talking to your people tonight who got to let go of those things in the past. Oh, this is the time of confusion. Even the prophet Ananias was confused when Jesus is introducing somebody who was a murderer, who was a killer, and Jesus is saying, he have a new mission. You are judging him according to the old mission, because sometimes somebody is not here because of the old mission, but in the new mission, God is doing something new. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is perfecting us for that something new. Paul was not experienced in what he was about to venture into. But when he came to experience the Lord, his old experience had to die, that he can move in the new experience. And this is the season where the church has to die to that old experience, the old ways of revival, the old ways of praise, the old ways, and everything has to come fashioned by God. Because our experiences have hindered us from moving in obedience to the Lord, because most of the time we are bringing it onto the table because we understand how it is cooked, and we understand how it is prepared, and we understand how to begin it and how to finish it. But this is the time where we come in foolishness and where we say, God, we do not know.
I had this man, this wonderful man on his knees crying unto Jesus, and he's saying, Lord, what do you want me to do? I don't know if you have asked him, what do you want me to do? Because sometimes we are doing it because we have been in it from the day we are born. And we have been running with it, that we know how to do it. We know how to fashion the service. We know how to move it. We know how to make it feel good. But this is no longer a time of feel good or feel great. Mm-hmm. It is the time for us to move according to His principles, where we tap into His mind and into His spirit, where we tap into our destiny, to how He designed it. As He said to Jeremiah, I knew you before I formed you. I chose you, because Jeremiah was looking at the limitations around, the challenges around, and he says, how can this be? Because I do not measure with what is about to happen. And the Lord God is simply saying, no, this has got nothing to do with you. I made it before you even knew about it, and I made it before even I caused you to be in the womb. I made it before I decided to create you. I had finished it. I'm just putting you in the complete plan. How many of you know that there is a complete plan of God that God has designed that is waiting for you to tap into?
Yes.
And you being in obedience, when you tap into that, that's when you begin to experience the grace of your life. That when you begin to experience the breakthrough of your life. That when you begin to experience the miracle of your life. Because sometimes things that we are trying to pull, it's not things that God has designed. Sometimes we spend more time trying to create and trying to make things to happen, instead of coming in with that brokenness and entering into the will of God and saying, God, let it be. I spent half the day looking for the tickets until I said, God, I did not send myself. Why do I pressure myself? And I said, God, I'm going into your will. You told me I'm going to America. I packed my bags and I put on my best suit and I'm going to go to the airport and I'm going to go into that aircraft. And I say, boy, take me to the airport. I'm going into that aircraft because I know God says I'm going to America.
Yes,
and how I'm going to get there, I do not know, but He knows I'm getting there. Because it's not about the ticket, but it's about the mission. Because in the mission, there is the provision. Hallelujah.
Yes,
because
Lord.
Most of the times we are looking for the ticket, but the ticket is not what gets you there, but it is the mission that comes with the provision. Then I said, Lord, as I look for the money for the provision and I did not find it, but I now understand that the provision is in the mission. Let me walk into the mission. And in the mission, as I began to walk in the mission, when I started the identity card, then the phone call came. Not worry. I'll do the transfer. I was looking at the time. It was almost time for the traveling agents to close. Because even if I had got the money after that, then there was no way to buy the ticket. But God says, His timing is the perfect timing. I want us to go to the book of Joshua chapter 3. His timing is the perfect timing. We have been Christians for so long that we've become used on how to become Christians. But this is the time where we go beyond our experiences. And I love this chapter so much, from the book of Exodus coming to this chapter when it speaks about the children of Israel. And I look at the children of the promise having to live some years in captivity, having to endure slavery, though in the promise, but had forgotten the promise. And for 400 years of pain and persecution, in silence of the voice of God, and they were staying in there, yet there was a promise waiting for them, and then there was a God who was calling, wanting them to come in their own place, in the original place that He designed for them in the beginning, but they dwell in that place until God had to
Christ, somebody who will come and knock their head and knock their hearts and bring teaching and perform miracles that they may believe, that they may learn that the God of their forefathers is still the God of now.
Yes, yes, Lord.
And Moses, God raises Moses to come and deal with these people. Even as Moses began the journey, he began by trying with his own energy. You know, he had the right mind, the right heart, the right spirit, and the right mission to do it and to perfect the things. And he tried to bring order and senses, and he failed until he ran. And in his running, that's when he found destiny. And he meets with the Lord, and the Lord is saying, it's not what you understand, but it's what I put into you. Because you cannot do it without me.
Amen.
Because this is my
Amen.
Mission, it's not your mission.
Amen.
Your place is to be in obedience, because where
yes.
I want to take you is not arrived or reached by experience, but it's you arrive there by moving with me, because I am the one who causes it to happen. And I'm the one who knows how to go there. Then when we go to the book of Joshua chapter 3, Moses took them that much far, but now I'm looking at Joshua taking over from Moses. And when we read from verse 1, the Bible says, then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Acacia Grove and came to the Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they crossed over. We remember Moses crossed the Red Sea with them, and this time Joshua is about to cross also his own river. Hallelujah. I'm not going to hold on to the river that other people have crossed, because they're going to be my own river that will take me to the place that God has designed for me. Amen.
Yeah.
And verse 2, so it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests and the Levites bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go. Which makes me to understand they had to follow the Ark of the Covenant. For you have not passed this way before. God was taking them to a place that they'd never been or that they'd never passed before. But then he says, when the priests pass by with the Ark of the Covenant, you must maintain your distance and follow behind it. I'm going to get somewhere there. And verse 5, and Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Then Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, take up the Ark of the Covenant and cross over before the people. So they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said to Joshua, this day I will bring, I'll begin to exhort you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Come on, somebody say, as I was with Moses.
As I was with Moses.
So I will be
so
with you.
So I will be with you.
As I was with Moses, so I will be with
you.
I
will be with you.
The Lord was about ready to do something new. And he was talking to people, you know. Sometimes the confusion that the people have is how to get where we are going. Sometimes we think maybe we are not succeeding because of wrong marketing or maybe sometimes we are not succeeding because of wrong leadership. Maybe sometimes we are not succeeding because we don't have the right people behind us. And we always put our success on the wrong places. Amen. And now the Lord had taken Israel from Egypt and moving with them by the guidance of Moses. At this time, the governance of Moses had come to an end, and there was a new leader who was taking them to the other side, because they had come from Egypt holding on to the promise. And the promise was in a land that they had never been to, and they never knew how to get to. And now the Lord, as he begins to speak to Joshua, and he is telling Joshua the instructions on how to get to the other side, and he's saying, for your people, you and your people are going to a land you have never been to. Now, this is the command that I'm going to give you. Take the Ark of the Covenant and let the priests walk ahead of the people. When you look at those days, the Ark of the Covenant represented the presence of God. Hallelujah. And he was simply saying, take my presence and take it ahead of you. So when, because you don't know where you are going, I am going to lead you. I am going to take you there. You don't know the way to get to where I'm going, but as long as I am ahead of you, you shall see the way.
Yes.
As long as you are following me, you shall see the way. That's why the Lord is saying, you don't need to get close to it, but to follow behind it, because the Ark of the Covenant was the key to the door of where they were going, which made me understand that the Lord was the key of the door where they were going. And the people of God never understood anything about their God. And the Bible says, as the Levite got to the river, when their feet stepped into the Jordan, the waters were divided and it piled. And the Bible says the children of Israel crossed on the dry lands. I want you to understand that right now, as the church, there is a place that God has designed for us, but we do not know how to get there. And this is the time where we place God in front of us and we just begin to follow him without counting the cost. Hallelujah. Without looking at the limitation, because the Jordan was like a limitation. They were coming there. I think they were calculating and counting within themselves. How do we get to the other side? And the Lord says, I've got already a plan in the way. I've got already fashioned your victory and your breakthrough. I've got everything set up. But what you need to do is to obey and to listen to my instructions. Because God comes with instructions. And those instructions was the way that the children of Israel use as a channel to get to the other side. This is the time where we need to come back to God and listen and obey the instructions. It doesn't matter how the instructions are big. It doesn't matter how complicated or difficult it is. But when you know it is the Lord, it will come to pass. When you know you have heard the voice of the Lord, it will happen. And when you know that your God is faithful, you will get there. I'm talking to people who are going to a place where no other church have been to. I'm talking to people who are going to a place where no other believers have been to. I'm talking to a generation that is just about ready to walk in the prophetic dimension, to live in the prophetic dimension, that which was prophesied in the old days shall come into life in you. Hallelujah. We are no longer seeking prophecies. We are no longer looking for prophecies. We are the fulfillment of the prophecies. This is the time where we begin to come and claim the word of God and say, God, as it was spoken into my life, so
I shall become as it was spoken, so I will do it. As it was spoken, so I shall be the manifestation. I shall be the life to the world. Whatever it said shall come into life in me. Because this is the time of the fulfillment of the prophecy. And the fulfillment of the prophecy shall come through the people who shall obey the word and the message of the assignments. It began with the assignment. But at this time of the time, there was no more preaching. And the Lord says, tell them to sanctify themselves. And Joshua comes to them and says, sanctify yourself. For tomorrow, you are crossing over. And this assignment does not demand a lot. It demands your obedience. It demands your sanctification. There's not much that you are going to do. Obedience and sanctification. Follow the instructions of God. Every Jordan in your life is going to open up. Every road that has been blocked or closed shall open up. Every river that has been blocking you shall open up. Every mountain that has been on your way shall open up. Every tree, every boundary, every limitation, anything that has been a hindrance for you shall open up. Because when you obey the voice of the mission in purity, God shall open every door. God will do anything. You are living in that measure where he says, be holy, for I am holy. Be holy, for I am holy. I'll be holy because God wanted to embrace them to do the impossible. Because he says when you cross the Jordan, you are not cruising as yourself. Because the obedience of the river to the promise, it is seeing God in the people, not the people. Hallelujah. Because in that measure of obedience, your problem, it will begin to see Jehovah Nissi. It'll begin to see El Shaddai. So when Israel was crossing over, the Jordan was bowing to Jehovah Nissi. The Jordan was worshiping the Lord. And he says, I cannot touch my master. They passed through, hidden in the presence of the master, under the blanket of the anointing of the master. It is in obedience because he says, be holy for I am holy. Sanctify yourself for tomorrow you are crossing over. He was simply saying, now begin to look like your God. Prepare yourself to be like him. Because if you want to do the impossible, you've got to be like him. With him, all things are possible. Sanctification destroys the limitation of humanity. Because sometimes we are looking at other places and we are looking at doing their things the other ways, but the only way is sanctification. That's why Joshua comes to them and he says, sanctify yourself. Be in readiness to do things that men cannot do, but to do things that only God can do. And you can never fulfill your Christian mission in the normality of the flesh. That's why Paul speaks about the dying of the flesh. And sanctification kills the power of sin in you. It kills the limitations of human body, human mind, human flesh. Because sanctification was the preparation of people becoming like their God. So they can move and walk in their God capacity. I'm here to tell you tonight, God has called you to become like him. To move like him, to walk like him, to do things like him, but we are limited to our flesh. We continue to tell ourselves we are human. Because the situation of the time, it was impossible for humans to cross to the other side. Right. Because the river was too deep. But God sent an anointing that breaks the human capacity in the humans, that I release my sanctification upon you. I release my anointing upon you. I release my power upon you. I release my grace upon you. I release my spirit upon you. And by the power of my spirit, you go to the other side. That's why it's not by might, it's not by power, but it is by my spirit, says the Lord. Do not worry about how to do it according to your energy, according to your finances, according to your understanding, according to your wisdom, according to your knowledge, according to the things that you have learned, but do it because I say, do it. The plus, we are going to, will take us to eliminate the things that we have learned, the experiences that we are holding on to, the life that we think is real life, the movements, the all the trying and trying and trying and trying. Because God was moving with this generation that has been in a situation that they ended up getting used to. It's not that because they did not want to get out of it, but they tried and tried until they discovered that they will never come out of this situation. This is how we were born and this is how we are going to die. But I'm here to tell you that the way you were born, the way you have experienced all your life is not the way you are going to die, because in the new mission, woo! God is doing something new.
Yes,
in the new mission, God is renewing you. In the new mission, God is breaking your limitation. And He is establishing you on a new page. As He said to Joshua, the same way I did with your master Moses, I'm beginning something new with you. I'm going to do this miracle that all nations shall know that the Jehovah God of Moses is your God today. The same way I was with Moses, the same way I am with you.
Yes, Lord.
So we're not going to pull the stories of the past, because people are going to begin to witness it with you. But now refuse to die in the normality of the flesh, but receive the abnormality of sanctification. Because these people were camping at a place where they didn't know how to get to the other side because of the normality of the flesh. Hallelujah. If they had arrived there in the abnormality of the Spirit of God, they couldn't have waited. They could have just crossed. But they waited in the normality of the flesh until the abnormality of the Spirit come and embrace them. In the power of obedience, sanctified. And the Lord says, the Ark of the Covenant shall go before you, live at distance, because you don't know where you are going. God brings everything in hidden packages. That's why most of the time Jesus teaches in parables, and it takes wisdom to understand, because if you do not dig enough, you will not catch what He is saying. And the Lord says, follow the Ark of the Covenant. You remember in the history of the Bible, when the children of Israel had the Ark of the Covenant, they won all the wars. That's why they were feared, because of the Ark of the Covenant, because they moved with God. They were not so much of a big army, but they were feared because God fought their battles. He won on their behalf. And God is saying, this mountain may look too big, but when I'm in front of you, when you are following me, when you are obeying me, when you are pure like me, when you cleanse yourself and follow me, I'm going to take you anyway. I'm going to allow you to reach anyway. You're going to go through any deep river. You're going to rise above every mountain. You're going to move in every storm. You're going to move in every challenge. You're going to survive where you are supposed to die, because Jordan without purity was a point of death to every one of them. But Jordan with purity will not kill you. Hallelujah. With purity, whatever was supposed to kill you outside purity can never kill you. That's why Paul can tell you, before Damascus, the snake could have killed me. But after Damascus experience, because of the grace and anointing of God upon me, the viper's poison could not kill me. There's something that will happen when the anointing of God touches you, when the purpose and the mission of God is upon you. You become abnormal. You become supernatural. You become another creation. You become another person. You need to tap into that level. It's no longer time where we come to church to feel good.
Amen.
Because sometimes we do not feel good, we leave the church. It's no longer time to come to church to look beautiful. It's time to come to church to seek the mission. I say, yeah. God, if anybody else is not here, I'm here for your mission.
Yeah.
Show me the way. Yeah. Tell me my purpose, because I need to cross over.
Yes, Lord.
Because
yes, Lord.
Generation to generation, we have failed to cross to the other side. Because the moment we feel good, somebody disappoints. The moment we feel good, something bad happens. The moment we feel good, something else arises. But this is the time for you as the generation of God to arise beyond every limitation, to arise beyond every mountain, to arise beyond every boundary. When you come and make it personal between you and God and say, God, yes, I can see the Jordan, but I don't care about the Jordan, because you told me where I'm supposed to be is on the other side. Yes, I've not been there. I'm trained, I'm qualified now to get there, but I know by my obedience to your word and to your purpose and your mission, with my purity, I will get to the other side.
Thank you.
That's when you begin to refuse to live in the normality of the church. No matter how many thousands are there in the church, it's thousands of normal people. This is the time where we refuse to live normal, to worship him and still be normal,
yes,
to walk with him and still be normal,
yes,
to obey him and still be normal, to live for him and still be normal. Let us step into that abnormality.
Yes, amen.
Let us get ready to cross that river. Let us get ready to walk into that promise. Let us get ready to do the impossible. Let us get ready to become like him. Let us get ready to get him praised by nations. I hear him saying to Joshua, the same way I did it with Moses, the whole earth shall know that I am with you. And he's talking to you today. The Joshua time passed. This is your time. The Joshua time is now history. I will not go and live in the Joshua time. If I have to come before the Lord, I come before him by my own Jordan.
Yes.
And I purify myself before him by my own Jordan. And I follow his ark. I follow his promise. I follow him by my own Jordan. Because some of those dreams feel so big. But when you look at the people around you, the crowd following you, you feel like you'll never be able to get to that place. But that place, you're not taken by people. That place, you're taken by people. Because not everyone who left Egypt arrived. Some they died on the way. And And because the next person died, I don't have to die also. I have to obey God and survive. I have to live and get to that site and get to a place where I praise God. The place where I look back and I say, God, I thank you. I didn't know how to cross this river. I didn't know how to get to the other side. I didn't know how to do it, but I thank you because I heard your voice and I continued listening to your voice and you gave me instructions and I did as you instructed without doubt, without complaining, without counting what other people are doing. But I just had to follow as your word commanded me. And thank you, Father, for that privilege because God is people to the other side. Because God told me what he's about to do in the church has never been happened with any other church of any time. Because the Spirit of God is going to move in a different way. Even Paul has not experienced what we're going to experience. Even Peter has never experienced what we're going to experience. But it's time for the people of God to come out of the normality and enter into the abnormality. Stop making sense. Because many times we want to make sense to anybody. Everybody around us, we need to sound normal because the moment you feel like you're abnormal, maybe people will judge you or maybe people will say other stuff about you. And I said this when I was coming here, I said, I'm going to not make sense to my body. But I go up to him and I say, bring your car, take me, I'm going to the airport. I don't have a ticket, but I'm going to America. I don't have to make sense. And I say, son, in this generation we are in, if you want to make sense as a child of God, you are going to fail this money. Because we are now ready to move without making sense. Because when it is God at work, we will not make any sense. People will misunderstand us until they grow to understand us. Because understanding us will take maturity. When Paul performed the miracle at Malta, they waited for him to die. And when he did not die, they did not understand. That's when they thought he was a god or maybe a demon because he was supposed to die. God will push us and move us to a level where we shall demonstrate his fullness, his ability, his mind, his authority, his power, his grace, his faith, and everything of his will be manifested through us. But the flesh must die. Time for the female. Wisdom of man must die. Knowledge of man must die. If the church of God has to move to that place, there are many things that has to die. That has to die in the pastors, in the bishops, in the priests. That has to die in the church members. That has to die in everybody. Because your wisdom now will not take you there. There's something that the Holy Spirit said to me on Tuesday as I was teaching. He said, understanding keeps you a prisoner. But faith breaks you out of your prison. Understanding keeps you a prisoner for eternity. Because you're going to understand the reason why you are in the situation that you are in. And when you understand, you don't mind standing in there. Because you understand. You're not supposed to be there.
Right.
And you will become a prisoner of your understanding. And God, as he comes, dealing with Joshua, dealing with Moses, dealing with all the apostles, he came and broke their understanding. I remember the day of the fish. Who understanding say the fish and the bread is not enough for the multitudes. But the understanding will keep you a prisoner of what you understand. Wow. But faith will break you to the other side. And he says, I'm going to teach you to get out of understanding, but to walk into faith.
Yes. Yes.
Because we are taking you understanding. You know, as he trains the apostle, he was breaking understanding and building faith. We are taking you, it's not 1 + 1 = 2. That's understanding. But faith takes you into purity. And purity is when you embrace the nature of God. And what I mean by the nature of God, the Bible says, in the beginning the earth was void. And it does not say God was depressed, but God said, let there be. So when the let there be is when faith is spoken in the impossible. When we tap into the abnormality, where when there is nothing, the creative power of God is manifested through us. We are so limited. We are living below the standard of what God has designed us to become.
Yes,
we are moving below the power that God has made available. Yes. We are walking below the grace that is there already waiting for us because we understand too much. Because we know too much. And he said, my people are perishing. Cause of lack of knowledge. And the knowledge that God is talking about is the wisdom. And what is the wisdom? The wisdom is the mind of God. The wisdom is the power of God. The wisdom is the miracle of God. The wisdom is the grace of God. So when you look for wisdom, you are looking for God. Jesus is the what kind of wisdom? Wisdom that causes you to do things that you do not understand. That causes you to enter into the places you do not qualify to enter. That causes your mind to tap into things your mind can never comprehend. Where you begin to move beyond your standard. Because standards that we are setting those standards by understanding. But in this time, in this season, the Lord wants to break understanding because when God was speaking to me about what he's about to do, I went back and spoke to him according to my understanding. And as he read my mind and he said to me, what I'm going to do is not going to happen because of men, but it's going to happen because I, God, wants it to happen. So what is my mission? What is my purpose? My purpose is for me to purify myself, to perfect myself, to make myself worthy of use. Let him come and find me ready. Let him look around and looking for a man, for a woman, and found there is a woman in Brazoria. There is a man in Brazoria. There is a man in America. Because the things that he's going to do, he's going to do it with those vessels that are here. That grace, that anointing, that power have been released. And the Lord told me what he's about to do is much more bigger than opening of the blind eyes. It's much more bigger than the rising of the dead. It's much more bigger than the walking of the cross. I'm here to tell you tonight to break loose from the chains of understanding. Break loose from the old wisdom. Break loose from the old principles. Break loose from the chains of the past. Because God is your God of the new. He wants to give you something fresh. He wants to give you something. We have taken too much long time in the same place, moving in the same level. Nobody has been able to break this ceiling because we have just been duplicating ourselves among ourselves, rotating and moving in circles, moving in the same place. Now we were holding and basing ourselves to principles of men where God is saying, I'm a jealous God. Eagle's heart, I'm here to tell you, it's not too late, it's not impossible. Naturally, it looks like it cannot happen. Naturally, it looks disastrous, but spiritually God is saying, all you need is sanctify. Where you're going is just what looks like a stumbling block is the river that I shall open for you in your purity. And it says the same way I did with Moses, for God moved with great exploits, performed wonders and miracles, opened the Red Sea, caused the water to come off the rock, manna coming down from heaven, the same way I shall do. It's not for everybody who knows about the promise, but it's for those who shall come into the obedience of the way of the cross and live not according to their own standard. Because when Joshua was talking to them about sanctification, he said, we arrived as who we were, as Moses took us from Egypt. But this is the time for us to undress Egypt, undress the limitations of Egypt, undress the failures of the wilderness,
come on,
and dress in the purity of God. And where we say, God, you have taken us this far, and we have come to a place where we don't know how to cross, but we're just going to be like you. Make us be like you. Purify us. Cleanse us. Make us. Iron us. Sharpen us. Train us. Open our ears. Open our minds. Work in our resources. Work in everything that we have. Let everything bow before you. And let everything come into obedience and be subject to you. Sanctification was the killing of the nature of Egypt and tapping into the nature of God, which is victory, which is power, which is anointing, which is authority in him. The Jordan that you will not face in human nature, you begin to face it in the anointing, in the power, in the Spirit of God. The things that you could not do in the nature, the reason why you were camping where you were camping is because you did not know how to cross the end. God is saying, this time around, what used to beat you will not beat you. You will beat everything in your life. What used to be a limitation and a hindrance in your life, I'm breaking it, because right now, in this new nature, you're going to do things the way I do them. That's why Jesus says he's living. He says, I'm going. I'm not living here alone. In my name, you shall do this, even greater than this. It's a continuation of the hidden things in God, because in sanctification, God is simply saying, Jesus was saying, if you love me and obey my command, loving him and obeying my command is coming into a place where we purify and sanctify ourselves, where we prepare and make ourselves ready for the use of God. So you might be 5, you might be 10, you might be 20, but I'm telling you, the message of the Lord is not for everyone, but it's for those who are prepared to listen. Because with this small number, you can achieve greater things.
Yes.
This is no longer time for big numbers of the people who are going to hell. It's time for people who are prepared to walk in obedience. Because if this nation has to be transformed, it's not going to be transformed by numbers. It's going to be transformed by obedience.
Yes.
And obedience to the voice of God. Because what needs to be done, no experience or no good preacher will achieve that. But the people who shall obey the voice of God and do the will of God and do exactly what God has designed for their purpose and for their life, for you to do that. And when you obey, you shall do it. Amen. Amen. Joshua says, sanctify yourself. Why did you not cross the lake? You are not ready. Why did you not do it the day before? You are not ready. Why did you not do it the day before? You are not ready. But right now, God has told me, wisdom is sanctify yourself, prepare yourself, obey the word. And when you sanctify yourself and you obey the word, anyway, the storms and the winds will obey whosoever is in the word of God. Whosoever is in purity is in God. So you shall say, cease and peace and be still. Every storm in America shall stop. But then the issue of democrats on the republics.
Right.
Not about Obama or George Bush. About our obedience. We have become voices without obedience. We have become a representative without the covering of the government. Not ambassadors, but not true ambassadors. Failing states. But in obedience, we're not failing. I'm here to talk to this number of people. And what I'm saying tonight, if you take it, it will affect multitudes. Better to speak it to 2 people who will take it than to speak to multitudes.
Come on now.
Yeah, yeah. Go through the other.
Amen.
Because the life comes through the obedience, not through the only the hearing. Because many messages have been preached, many things have been said, many prophecies have been prophesied, but nothing has come. Because we faith the principle of the and these people have been prophesied that they had the voice of God, that there is a promised land. And on the way, they met with difficulties. On the way, they met with mountains. On the way, they met with challenges. On the way, they met with things that caused them want to give up, because I had them for a certain period. Asking the men of God, were there no graves in Israel?
you bring us into the wilderness that we can lie. But God did not take you out of there for you to die on the way. God had completed your victory. Death was in disobedience of the voice of God. Or death was in ignoring the purpose and going against the way of God. And this is the time where we don't do much. We will just come before the Lord and say, God, we are here to do your will. Perfect ourselves for you. Because you know, in churches, we are doing too much. We are trying to please men in many ways. We are trying to demonstrate ourselves like Hulk Hogan, the macho man.
Okay.
Just, you know, to get the people to come out. I came to a point where I said, Lord, I'll not be disappointed to come to church and find one person who is willing to walk in your obedience than come and find multitudes that are dying and going to hell. Gossipers, fornicators, all those kind of things. Come. Let me have life. There's some authority, there's some spirit that is in Jesus Christ must come and live inside us. That even the devil, when he looks at us, he identifies us together with Jesus. Even when they cast out a demon, you shall hear a demon saying, Jesus, what are you doing to me? Because you are in that nature that Paul was speaking about when he says, it's no longer I who live, it's Christ inside me.
Yes.
I die together with him. The life that I live it by faith in the Son of God. It is a time where your flesh do not live, but your faith live. Because flesh can speak negative to your faith. I feel broken. I feel sick. And yep. Faith says, by his stripes, I was healed. I'm not even looking for my healing. My healing is history. I'm walking in it. I'm living in it. Because the flesh tells you you are defeated, but faith tells you, I have been made more than a conqueror. And this is the time where you live in the abnormality of your faith or abnormality of the available grace. Because before the challenge, the trials, and the tribulations came, God already had provision for you. And the provision was in the Word. So when I go back to the Word, I go back to my provision. When I go back to the Word, I go back to my way out. When I go back to the Word, I go to my authority. When I go back to the Word, I go to my power. When I go back to the Word, I go to my kingdom. So we have everything. It's just time for the abnormality. I want us to stand. And it's between you and God tonight.